Welcome to Bridges Step Up, a podcast designed to inspire you to attain peak performance in your life and work. Let's join Joseph Dean Woke for today's episode.
Thanks for joining me on this episode of Bridges Step Up. Today, I want to share with you how to take advantage of your disadvantages. You see, a lot of people generally describe you as being disadvantaged if you lack what they or many other people have. For instance, if a lot of people have parents who are wealthy, people consider you to be disadvantaged if your own parents are poor. If a lot of people around you are educated and you are not, people consider you to be disadvantaged. Another example is that if in the course of your life you made mistakes that retarded you, that made it that you can't make as much progress as many of your peers, a lot of people decide that, oh, this guy is disadvantaged. He couldn't go to school on time. He didn't graduate on time. He didn't get married on time and stuff like that. That is what people call disadvantages. Now, for me, I do not believe anybody is truly disadvantaged. What we call disadvantages are differences in our history, in our background and experiences in life. My focus on this episode of Bridges Step Up is to share with you how to take advantage of your disadvantages. Now, I want to use the word disadvantages so that at least we'll be on the same page. But in reality, I do not believe any human being is disadvantaged. You can learn more on this when you go to Brogy.com and read the article titled, Who Said You Are Disadvantaged? Now, let's get to what I want to talk about today, which is taking advantage of your disadvantages. Number one point I want you to understand is this. What they call your disadvantage is not actually disadvantage. It's just what they have that you don't have. It's just what a lot of people have that you don't have. It's just what maybe they expected you should have at a point in your life that you don't have. So do not start looking at yourself as if something is specially wrong with you. Nothing indeed is specially wrong with you. I'm not saying it's normal to have parents who are poor. I'm not saying it's normal not to have gone to school. I'm not saying it's normal that the best place you can live is in a village. I'm not saying it's normal that you need money and you don't have it. But when all of these represent who you are or your present situation of life, it does not mean something is so wrong with you you can't make progress. In fact, the striking thing about disadvantages is the fact that it is generally believed that disadvantages will keep you from attaining certain heights in life. They will keep you from achieving certain results and things like that. Indeed, the truth of life is this. Disadvantages, like we have described, do not have the capacity to stop you from attaining any heights you want to get in life, except you decide to allow it to keep you down. The first thing you should do about taking advantage of your disadvantage is this. Allow that disadvantage to develop a character in you. Now, you see, one of the things in life is that all of us can read anything, learn anything, and can regurgitate it when asked questions on it. But the ability to do it, the ability to develop something like resilience, I can take 2 hours and teach you about resilience. You will not be able to develop resilience except you come to the point in life where you are directly opposed, where you are oppressed, and you have made up your mind you have to grow and develop and make progress. It's in such situations and at such points that you now, in your quest to attain the result you want in the midst of opposition, that you begin to develop resilience. Now, that's just a character trait I think you can develop. If your own disadvantage is that you seem to have been placed under people, placed around people who don't like you, who are directly opposing you, who don't want you to make any progress, who are tribalistic, who are statistic, you understand what I'm saying? That is, people who are tribalistic, who are sentimentally treat people unfairly, put people unfairly because of their tribes. Statistic people are those who treat you unfairly because of your state. Just don't mind my description. But the point I'm making is that when you're discriminated against and you know you have to make progress, that makes you begin to develop resilience. When your own disadvantage is that you have parents who are poor and you want to go to school and you know you cannot steal, that will help you develop a character trait. That is taking initiatives. It's in the course of taking initiative that you realize you have to be completely humble. It's in the course of taking initiative that you notice you have to take nonsense from people, because you offer, say, I want to do this work for you. Somebody talks to you as if you're a non-human being. You say, I'm going to do this for you. The person looks at you like, I'm not going to pay you. You begin to develop patience because people will do work with you and they will not pay you. Now, I'm not saying these are normal ways life should go. I'm not even approving of this attitude. But what I'm saying is that since life seems to have been wired, or our present situation in life seems to be in that order, allow every single disadvantage you have to develop a character trait to build a character in you per time. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, let me also tell you something about disadvantages. What you lack that other people have affords you something that they don't have. If that sounds very big, let me explain. Now, what they have, for instance, in that they have a lot of money to spend, let's assume you're a student, it will afford them to go to party, buy all kinds of electronic gadgets that sometimes even become distraction to them. Your parents don't have money, it doesn't afford you that. Therefore, you have enough time, you have more time to settle down to read. You have more time to settle down to write if you can write. We have more time to settle down to begin to think about life. Whatever place you find yourself, there is something that condition, that situation you are, affords you that other people don't have. Begin to take advantage, begin to maximize it, begin to use it. Your mates have moved forward because they have been cleared. I mean, they have gone for NYSA or they have been mobilized and you are still at home. It's a kind of disadvantage of some sort. But please use that time to begin to learn skills. Use that time to begin to develop capacity. Use that time to begin to develop yourself, that when you eventually go for the NYSA and come out, I mean, you're a better person than those who just rushed in. When you have to go for job interviews or even start your own business, you are better enlightened, you are better educated to be able to start all of that. You are not married and you are 35. Take advantage of that disadvantage in quote and begin to develop your capacity on how to be a true wife and a mother to your child. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, another key thing you can do to take advantage of your disadvantage is to break record with it. Now, there are conditions we find ourselves and people just feel like this guy cannot reach this stage. He cannot attain this. Refuse to accept it. By developing resilience, by taking initiative, by resolving that you cannot accept a second-rate life, you will only reach the height that God has destined for you. When you make up your mind in that fashion, you begin to get ideas and inspiration. God by himself give you ideas on what to do so that you now become the next success story we are going to tell. Do you understand what I'm saying? The point I've made as I round off is this. There's no disadvantage in your life that is big enough to keep you. It depends on how you handle it. And what I'm saying is that let the disadvantages you have allow you to develop character, allow you to develop virtues like patience, resilience, and humility. And please take advantage of what your disadvantage affords you that those who don't have it cannot get. Then the last point I made is this: please break record despite your disadvantages and you become the next success story we'll have to tell.
Thanks for tuning in for this episode of Bridget Step Up, brought to you by Bridget Word, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of mentoring, coaching, and inspiring you for peak performance in life and work. You can download more podcasts and many other free contents when you visit Brojid.com. That is Brojid.com. To get notifications on our latest posts, interviews, podcasts, and books, kindly follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Brojid World. You also can connect with us on WhatsApp with 0810-550-4664. May your day be super productive.